Let us take care of business.
My Talk 107.1 is KTMY FM HD1, Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
I need information. I thought you might be able to help.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Everything you need to know from the world of entertainment and pop culture at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
Now tell us everything.
Dolly Parton gave the scoop to Oprah about how she's had so much freedom in her career and how her 54-year marriage has survived it all. She did this with Oprah on Apple Plus. Dolly says due to not having children and her husband being so independent, she was able to have the freedom to work. I didn't have children because I believe that God didn't mean for me to have kids so everybody's kids could be mine.
Oh, that's sweet. And she does so much for kids with her library.
Yes, she mentioned that. It's called the Imagination Library. It's a book gifting program. Huh. And then Carl Dean, her husband, he doesn't like the limelight. And she said not being in each other's faces has helped their marriage.
I get it.
Yeah, absolutely. All righty. Well, SpaceX has successfully launched another crew into space for NASA. I've also learned that they put a baby Yoda. They're taking it to the International Space Station.
Yes.
Kind of fun. They lifted off from Cape Canaveral in Florida on Sunday night, and they're scheduled to reach the International Space Station late on Monday night, and 180 days up there they're going to spend.
Wow. Hey, sending Baby Yoda right back to where he belongs. Space, right?
Yes.
Thanks, Donna.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay. Several of Kelly Clarkson's staff have tested positive for COVID-19 for her talk show. And Deadline reported this at the outbreak on Friday happened. And there's no word if Kelly Clarkson has tested positive. She was recently spotted out in Malibu having dinner with a friend. So hopefully she's okay. And everybody on her staff as well. One person isn't more important than the other. And so that's the latest dirt. You can find more on our app and mytalk1071.com.
There is some new information there.
My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour and at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20 on My Talk 107.1.
Ain't never gonna be the same.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson along with producer Dawn McClain. Steve, did you get up this morning?
No, I forgot.
That's okay.
Oh, did you?
Sleep?
I didn't forget. I just didn't want to get up.
Oh.
So I got up an hour later.
I totally forgot. What do we have to do to remember this? Obviously, it's not a high priority for either.
Set an alarm?
That's it. What we're talking about is Donna and I. You know, Donna was last week talking about some stress and anxiety, and I certainly feel that as well. And there's sort of an ebb and flow to it, and it usually is rooted in feeling like you're not in control of something. And so the thinking being, what would happen if only for 5 days? We woke up a little earlier than normal, 5:30, so that we felt like she wasn't being woken by a dog. I wasn't being woken by kids. You had more time in the morning to set the table for the day.
Right.
And we still have just forgotten to do that.
Yeah, that's real early. It's funny because I used to get up at 5:30 when I started working here. But I think once I started to get the hang of things and a routine and then, you know, time management, I stopped waking up that early. I don't know,
it can just be, I feel like it's a life thing more than anything, where it just makes you feel a little bit more like you are in
control.
The driver's seat, yeah, of what's going on. Because parents know this, if you're woken up by a kid like, you know, hey, dad, then it's okay, well, there goes any peaceful time that I hoped for in the morning. Whereas all of these like high level accomplished people talk about being early risers, and it's just their routine, and it's not negotiable. And by getting up early, they then are set up for success because they actually can attend to a bunch of those tedious tasks that maybe float around during the day and add little stressors as you occasionally remember them and then forget them and then remember them again and then forget them again.
Yeah.
They get them all done in the morning.
I wonder if they don't sleep very much, though.
I think some of them don't. I think some can operate on less sleep. I do think you're right about that, which I don't do as great with that. I feel like I need about 7 hours and I'm feeling good. When it's around 6 hours, not as good.
Yeah. I know.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Not that late. 10. I went to bed at 10. 10-ish.
Okay, I went to bed at midnight.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch anything on TV?
It doesn't matter, Donna.
Why?
Because when I don't have to answer that question, actually.
I just wanted to know if there's anything that we're going to be talking about today as far as...
Very defensive.
No.
Television viewing.
Oh. No, just some second place finishes in Fortnite. Am I right, Don?
You were
Don!
Oh, yes!
You were playing video games?
Yeah.
Great. You got to have some downtime.
It is a really nice
down.
Decompression. It is.
Does your wife play, too?
No.
You need some time alone.
Yeah, I get that. Okay.
But tonight I told her, I said, listen... I got this one lady that I work with who keeps flapping her gums about the Queen's Gambit. People in our neighborhood are talking about the Queen's Gambit. My grandmother sends a message to our text thread last night and said, anybody have any good movie recommendations? I, like any good brainwashed person, said it's not a movie, but I hear the Queen's Gambit is really good on Netflix. Then someone else in the family thread says, yes, Graham, we're watching it. It's great. And then my mom and dad say, we're already there watching it, loving it, blah, blah, blah. So I told this to Lou and I said, you know what we have to do? Just put it on the calendar. Do we want to watch it tonight? Do we want to watch it tomorrow? Let's just... And then the kids didn't have school the last couple nights.
Oh, okay.
So then they were staying up later and we were just goofing around with them.
Now you have to give it a shot, though, okay? I mean, you have to, like... You have to watch, okay?
I'll watch. I'm not a put-in-the-laundry guy throwing in a load of whites.
Okay, so you're focused
if I watch
on the
it,
show. You're not on your I'm, phone
I'm gonna
playing
watch
around.
It. No.
Okay. All right, great. You're going to love it. I was talking to a friend of mine last night who said, do you have HBO? And I said, yes. And she said, are you watching You Know What? And I go, The Undoing? And she goes, yeah. And I go, yeah, it's so good. And she was like, I know, it's so good. And then I recommended The Queen's Gambit to her.
Mm.
So, I mean, we'll take suggestions too, by the way, if you want to email us. Donna and Steve show at mytalk1071.com.
Oh, by the way, speaking of...
Pick them up, yeah?
You know, we have to get to a point soon. We have to set a deadline. And I think the deadline should maybe be this Friday or next Friday. It's got to be this Friday. Next Friday's Black Friday.
Okay.
Where we put something on your list. Where we send out the list to the My Talkers. It's 8 movies, it's 10 movies, whatever, and then they decide.
Oh, on my list?
And I think I need to withdraw one from your list.
Really?
I do. I would like to formally withdraw, and you know it's with a heavy heart that I do this.
No.
The Little Prince.
Oh.
I watched it again this weekend. You're going to hate it.
Okay, great. You know, I got to tell you, I got the book for my birthday one year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking like 25 years ago, and it was from a former family member who said, you are going to love this book. I couldn't get past like the fifth or sixth page. And it's a children's illustrated book.
Right. I'm like, wait a minute. Fourth or fifth page, what happened? Did somebody hit you in the head with something? I mean, how hard is it to get through The Little Prince? It's mostly pictures.
It was just boring.
Oh, my gosh. Give it a chance.
It's like The Alchemist. I started reading that book, and I'm like, holy Hannah, this is just so slow. I'm reading about
Donna's
a freaking
tricky
octopus
shows.
Right now.
Yeah, and you're coming in and raving about it with us.
No.
You're tough to figure out with media and what you enjoy and some things that you will give a chance to, other things that you won't. I'm convinced of this. Excuse us, Donna. I'm convinced that if you give Donna a comedian that you like, she will intentionally be a hard ass to
That's
try to make
not
laugh.
True.
It is true. It is true. If I had her on a lie detector test and said, if you lie, I'll burn your house down.
Because of that Gary Gulman situation.
Gary Gulman and Nate Bergazzi are two of the funniest comedians. And
I like Nate Bergazzi.
No, but you like him, don't love him like you should.
I think
once
we just
she knows
have a different kind of humor.
You're really into him.
I'm not
she's
into
like okay, make me laugh,
all
funny
right,
boy.
Fine,
dance,
whatever.
Monkey, dance.
Hey, the Vikings won last night. 19-13 against the Bears. The Bears. The reason I brought it up, I thought it was really sweet that did you see Adam Thielen?
No, I didn't see this Trebek thing.
He and I link this up for everybody at mytalk1071.com. He wore cleats or shoes that were a dedication, a tribute to Alex Trebek. One has his Alex likeness on it. The other one
those
says,
are cool.
We will miss you, Alex. And then it said $19,000 because he's number 19.
No.
Wow.
Really, really sweet. And he just, let's see, did he write? Oh, no, somebody else posted this.
Wow, it's those are cool cleats.
They're really, really cool. And the purple and gold, really cool.
Yeah.
I just thought it was lovely. I didn't know they were allowed to do that.
They're not always. Some leagues can get really weird and then start fining you, things like that.
Oh, okay.
And the NFL, the No Fun League, recently turned around their reputation a little bit. There was a, do you remember, there were a couple seasons where they like banned end zone celebrations?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what?
Well, because they were getting ridiculous. Like, they're doing an entire line dance, you know.
Oh, and God forbid that we have fun down. And things that bring you joy.
How about some sportsmanship and don't gloat?
Well, they're not going in and, like, you know, spitting at the feet of the other players. They're celebrating the good. They're millionaires. Get over it. If you can't deal with another millionaire dancing after they score a touchdown on you, tough cookies,
I just
kid.
Want to see their little moves. That's yes, all. What's the
fun.
Big deal?
Donna,
you know what this reminds me of, you guys, really, because I know we have to go. It reminds me of, like, let's just pretend I'm a football player and I score.
Okay.
I'm not a fancy foot person, so it kind of reminds me of the pressure that kids put on themselves with the promposals. It's like, oh God, I hope I would be going, I hope I don't score so I don't have to put on some kind of show.
Oh my Lord.
You know? So I don't have to put on
a
show.
Oh please, don't throw the ball to me.
Boy, she appears to have gone down. No contact at the one.
You don't want to do any WAP twerking? Come on.
No. It's too much pressure. Just score. Maybe put your fist up in the air. Like, woo.
Yeah, again, should have been born in the ration era. You, 1930s leather helmets, you would have loved it. When we come back, we've got some dumb things that will make you go, huh, including something interesting about Donna's crush.
What?
Osama bin Laden.
Oh, stop.
Tell you about
don't
it.
Say that.
She likes his eyes. Hates his heart, likes his eyes. We'll get into it when we return. It's Don and Steve.
Woo! Hey, good morning. Good welcome back. Yeah. Woo!
Yeah, buddy.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
I should mention real quick, we'll be taking your confessions at 11:30. Today we want to know, what is the last absent-minded thing you've done? Let me get my list. you can email the show, Donna and Steve Show, at mytalk1071.com. It's also our Facebook question. Go to our Facebook page, or just wait till 11:30 and then you can call us.
Things that make you go.
And now this.
Contain yourself, Donna.
Okay.
The day after Osama bin Laden's death, which was the year 2012? 2011?
I don't remember.
Oh, I remember. I remember finding out. Whoa, breaking news, seeing it on Twitter.
I know,
they think that they've killed bin Laden.
Crazy.
And President Obama came out. Like, yo, there was a dictator, terrorist, named Osama bin Laden.
It's pretty good, Steve.
Whatever. Anyway, the day after bin Laden passed away, that sounds
like,
too soft.
You say he just
peacefully in his sleep, surrounded by his family and friends.
With a bullet.
Disney tried to trademark the name SEAL Team 6. But it was rejected.
Yeah, you think?
Not bad, though, from a business standpoint.
Sure.
Game recognizes game. Hey,
what?
Hey.
Hey, sorry, I blew up.
We'll get into Scooter Braun and Taylor Swift's latest at 10 o'clock. I'm going to now tell you how much Harrison Ford made for various Star Wars movies.
Okay.
Harrison Ford's pay for doing the first Star Wars back in 1977 was $10,000.
What?
He made 50 times more than that for Return of the Jedi, two movies later, $500,000. He made 2,000 times more than that for The Force Awakens, $20 million.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. Just goes to show, hang in there, buddy. Hang in there, it'll pay off.
Stick around. Just be in the, you know, be near the set. Just longevity. Longevity matters. All right?
Right.
There are still approximately 1.6 million Americans. Americans, by the way, these are, you know, our people.
Yeah.
Who don't have indoor plumbing. and use an outhouse or a hole in the ground.
How many?
1.6 million.
Whoa.
That is not okay. I feel like somebody did a special on a lot of these people just recently.
Really?
Yes. It was like a, you know, like a 2020 or something like that, or a CBS Sunday morning.
Beyond the outhouse.
I mean, that's really disturbing.
Mm. Huh. That's a lot.
Yeah,
that's
like camping all the time.
Yeah. I mean, but if you don't even have clean water.
Yeah.
That's really disturbing.
Let's have a fun topic. How about that?
Okay, you don't want that one.
I don't like that one.
So I started with Bin Laden's death.
Yeah, I don't like these so far.
My fellow Americans.
You suck, boo.
Hey, wait. It's good to be back here.
Sorry, I was just translating.
Oh. this one's not great, but it's not overtly bad.
Okay.
The U.S. Constitution is the only constitution from the 1700s that is still in use today.
Oh.
Every other country has one that's more recent.
And they've updated it to fit the times. Interesting. Huh.
They updated
Imagine that.
They ran a like an iOS update. You get your Constitution update.
Don't we just call those amendments?
Did you download Constitution 14.0? Yeah, we do call those amendments.
What are
the first 10 amendments?
Oh, for God's sake.
What are they?
No.
Get out of here.
No,
just
listen.
Come on, man.
No.
If I wanted to go to college, I'd...
Listen, I'm not saying recite them. I'm saying what is the group of 10 amendments called, you psychopaths?
The preamble?
Isn't it the Bill of Rights?
I don't know. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've been in school.
How long?
Yes, that sounds right.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Okay, now I'm going to talk about Philadelphia. Hope you two don't fly off the handle.
I mean, we could
again.
Probably tell you what the First Amendment is.
Okay.
Is that the free speech?
Free speech?
Yeah, right? It has to be, because people always cite their First Amendment rights.
And then the fifth is the right to remain silent.
That's, well, sort of, yeah.
And then the second is the right to bear arms.
Right.
The third, the rarely talked about third, prevents government from forcing homeowners to allow soldiers to use their homes. Before the Revolutionary War, laws gave British soldiers the right to take over private homes. That's ours now. We like this as our base. That would suck. Let's definitely keep that one. The Fourth Amendment bars the government from unreasonable search and seizure of an individual or their private property.
Okay.
The fifth is the one aforementioned. Provides several protections for people accused of crimes. Serious criminal charges must be started by a grand jury.
I stopped listening.
No, you didn't.
Everything entertainment, everything Constitution.
You tell me who else, not just in the Twin Cities.
And there's a reason for
this. In the country is going through the Bill of Rights, amendment by amendment. Well, the 10th, ladies, or as I like to call you, history haters, the 10th and final of the Bill of Rights says that the federal government only has those powers delegated in the Constitution. Oh, boy. If it isn't listed, it belongs to the states or to the people. We the people!
Cool. Bye!
Philadelphia
okay.
is the only city that's had four major sports teams in a championship game in the same year.
Well, we're happy for them.
What a year. 1980.
What are they so angry about then?
They saving old batteries and throwing them at people?
The Phillies were in the World Series.
Games.
The Eagles were in the Super Bowl. 76ers in the NBA Finals. Flyers in the Stanley Cup Finals. Only the Phillies won. They were 1-for-4.
Cool. Love their cheesesteak.
Oh, I'm going to go crack my back for like
All right, well, you do that. I'm going to remind people, make sure you are listening at 10:20 today. We're going to be announcing a name if you registered on Listener Rewards through the app or at mytalk1071.com. You could be winning $100 if, after you hear your name, you get back to us within 10 minutes. And if you do so, Then you go into a drawing for $10,000.
Come on. That's big money.
Awesome. We want you to live for free because it's been a tough year. You guys have been awesome, and it's our way of saying thank you.
Call now, 651-641-1071. We're playing a game, the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, at a special time. You call, you play, you win.
Switching things up a little bit today, let's play a game.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, Dawn McLean.
I want to see how smart you are.
With a score of 97 for Steve and 74 for Donna Valentine, we're playing the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, a game we play every day here on the Donna and Steve Show. Normally we play this at 10:30, but we're playing at 9:30 today because of our other contest. You can sign up now. It's our Live for Free contest. Go to our app or mytalk1071.com. We have Pam on the line with us right now. Hi, Pam.
Hey, Pam.
Good morning.
Hi, morning. Pammy. Now, where are you calling from today? You're actually driving, right?
I am driving on my way to Superior, Wisconsin.
Nice.
Ooh, population of 26,101. And Pam, hopefully you've had time to think about this. If you had to eat the same thing every day for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Warm homemade bread with chunky peanut butter.
Ooh, oh, that sounds great right now. Wow. Okay, so today's topic on the College of Pop Culture Knowledge is NC-17, popular movies that were one step past rated R. So, Pam, who do you think knows more about NC-17 movies, Donna or Steve?
Totally Donna. Steve would never watch them.
That's right.
That's
exactly
okay.
Right, Pam. It's you and the dirt ball. Bye.
Steve's going to go away for a little bit so he does not hear the questions in advance. And Pam, be quiet in the background, and then we will have you help Donna at the end after the timer ends, okay?
Oh, God.
Come on, Donna, let's do this.
Okay, I'm scared.
Okay, the timer will start after I ask the first question. Are you ready?
Not really.
Okay. All right, are you ready now?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Question number one, 1995, Joe Esterhaz, Paul Verhoeven movie starring Kyle MacLachlan and Elizabeth Berkley.
Kyle MacLachlan and Elizabeth Berkley. Oh, Striptease?
Question two, 1999 Kubrick movie starring then couple Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman.
Not Magnolia. It was, shoot. I saw it. They wore masks. I'll come back to it.
1969 movie about the friendship between male hustlers Joe Buck and Ratso Rizzo.
Oh, God. I don't know. Deep Throat.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay, Pam, do you know any of these answers?
Do you know the second?
The one with the Eyes Wide Shut.
Thank
was
you.
The mask yep. One, I okay. Think.
Okay. Eyes Wide Shut. Do you have any opinion on the others?
She's right on the first one, and I don't know the third.
Okay.
I don't either.
Okay.
Okay, well, we'll see what
we'll
Steve...
We'll see how Steve does. Once again, the topic is NC-17, popular movies that were one step past rated R.
I'm trying to find his text information here. Here it goes. Hi. There we go. All right. He's probably coming back right now. And
hey, Gus.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
What did I miss? Was it fun?
Oh,
not
absolutely.
Really.
Oh, okay. All right. I had fun. I don't know about you, Pam, but Donna did not have fun. The topic today is NC-17 popular movies that were one step past rated R. Are you ready, Steve?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, the timer will start after I ask the first question. Here we go. 1995 Joe Esterhaz, Paul Verhoeven movie starring Kyle MacLachlan and Elizabeth Berkley.
Showgirls.
Question two, 1999 Kubrick movie starring then couple Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman.
Vanilla Sky?
1969 movie about the friendship between male hustlers Joe Buck and Ratso Rizzo.
Read that again.
1969 movie about the friendship between two male hustlers, Joe Buck and Ratso Rizzo.
1969. Oh, geez. Midnight Cowboy.
Can you repeat the year on that last one?
1969.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
All righty. All right. Let's go over the questions and answers. First one, 1995, Joe Esterhaas, Paul Verhoeven movie starring Kyle MacLachlan and Elizabeth Berkley. Donna said striptease. Steve said showgirls. The answer is showgirls.
Yes.
Okay. 1969 Kubrick movie starring then couple Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. Donna couldn't remember, and Pam helped her with Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, that's it.
Steve said Vanilla Sky. The answer is Eyes Wide Shut. Hmm. 1969 movie about the friendship between male hustlers Joe Buck and Ratso Rizzo. Donna said Deep Throat. Steve said Midnight Cowboy. The answer is Midnight Cowboy.
What?
It is not.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
Oh, woo! My gosh. That means, unfortunately.
Wow. What a shocker.
Sorry, Pam.
Pam, you didn't win today, but do you want to play the tiebreaker with Donna and Steve?
For fun.
Just for fun.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, Pam is pissed.
Okay, this man's music features prominently in the 1971 movie A Clockwork Orange.
Ish.
Gross.
Mm. Beethoven.
Good job, Donna.
Nice.
Beethoven is the answer.
Donna.
Thanks, guys.
A day
Sorry,
late and a
Pam.
Dollar short.
Yep.
We'll have a fun ride to Superior, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Beautiful up there.
Use your blinker.
I am. But Steve, I sure do wonder why you know the names of those movies.
Me too.
Yeah,
Steve.
Wasn't that shocking?
Ooh.
Wasn't that
Pam.
Shocking?
Okay, Pam.
Boy, a true upset.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You all too.
Bye.
Sorry, just wanted to keep that Beethoven playing
so
a little bit longer.
So good.
So Mama, you're telling me, is this how an NC-17 movie works? That they release them in a theater, and then they say, like, do they say on the commercial rated NC-17? And then they just show Vanilla Sky the Eyes Wide Shut in the theater?
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember
it's a tough way to market a movie.
I remember being a kid. I thought for sure that Sharon Stone one would have been that in there. I remember being a kid, and I'm not lying. There was a movie with Linda Lovelace,
yeah,
who's a porn artist.
Throat.
And it was Deep Throat, and they marketed it as a comedy, but it was totally a pornographic movie. I don't know how they got away with that.
Yeah, it's like the first porn.
Like marketed on network television.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, because we didn't have cable growing up, and
so
I remember
you remember seeing ads for it.
Yes.
Wow. It is good to have somebody who's slightly older than me on the show.
Burn.
Yeah.
Slightly.
Wow.
It's it.
Yeah, I get it.
It's math.
Okay. It's 2 years.
Don, do you remember people smoking on airplanes?
No.
Oh, my God.
Really?
No. Of course, I didn't fly until I was 12.
Okay.
So.
And I was already at a pack a day, but I'm kidding. No, but I remember when I was 19 flying to England, and then they changed the rules. Like, there would be smoking sections. Like, that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But then they changed the rules so that you could only smoke on longer flights, like international flights.
Okay. Because, you know, so you can be in the smoke more.
Longer.
Yeah.
Well, I think because people with Jones have, you know, a hard time. And then they made it if it were beyond over a three-hour flight. And then they just eliminated it completely. But, wow.
The smoke break is a fascinating thing.
Well, I don't think you really get smoke breaks. I don't think it's like,
yeah,
like, I don't think your boss is like, all right, well, you get a smoke break 3 times a day. I think people just take them.
Well, either way, I mean, last place I worked, there was an editor, and he would go out. I mean, it was like once every 2 hours, and then smoke a heater and then go back in, smoke a heater. And I thought, man,
maybe he didn't take a lunch.
No,
he took a lunch.
I always thought it would be a great marketing thing, and I've put it on my ideas list for Shark Tank.
Oh, good.
This is not good because cigarettes are a bad thing, but break cigarettes that are half the size.
Oh.
You know, because people will stub them out and then try to
relight them
sometime, mm-hmm. which is gross and it stinks. I mean, it all stinks, but wouldn't that be just a fine little idea?
They even
have
like that.
Little shorties.
Like little shorties.
Like fun size.
Yeah, fun size cigarettes. You know? People don't have time to smoke
three drags
cigarette.
And you're done. Yeah.
They have the smokers bus stop now out in our parking lot.
Yeah.
Where they put the little covering over top of it.
Yeah, I don't really understand what the purpose is of that.
Yeah.
Like, does it keep you warm?
The smoker's bus stop.
I forget what it was, what the original intent was. There was something, I think it had to do with safety and wanting them to always congregate in one place.
And keep you away from the door.
Maybe.
Aren't you supposed to be so far away from the door? Fascinating. Wow.
I could really go for one right now.
Guys, have you guys noticed any toilet paper shortage yet?
No, is it happening again?
Well, I feel like a lot of cleaning supplies are gone. My roomie texted me on Sunday and said, hey, I'm going to Target. I can't seem to find toilet bowl cleaner. He's like, took a picture of the shelves. He's like, there's none anywhere. Oh. And he'd been to three stores. So I go to Target and I see like 20 of them. Oh. And I go, you know what? Here, I found these. I'm going to buy three. He's like, buy them all. I'm like, I think we're okay with three.
I think we'll be fine. What do you guys do to your toilet?
I think he's like, we'll sell them. Okay. Like, no, I'm not going to do that.
He's the problem.
He's joking, but I'm like, I think we're okay with three. We don't clean the toilet that often.
Three? I mean, I bet you wouldn't go through one in a year.
No, in a year, yes.
I don't know.
How often do you clean your toilet?
I don't know.
I mean, at least once a week, right?
He doesn't know.
Once a week? Because no.
What do you mean?
No. I just scrubbed and unclogged a disaster site over the weekend.
Okay.
It was something. Okay. And boy, was that cleaner. I mean, it's powerful.
So
it's
you don't filled with bleach. Clean your toilet once a week?
No. I mean, there would be like scrubbing with the brush, but it's not getting bleached once a week.
Okay, but I mean, you're using toilet bowl cleaner and a brush.
No, just the brush.
Oh, really? It really just takes a squirt, a quick squirt.
Okay.
Let's not do that word anymore, I think. We can retire.
Okay, squirt.
Donna?
Yeah?
Someone called to let you know that she is 61, and she remembers when you could smoke in your hospital room.
Oh my God! I remember there being the waiting room, smoking in the waiting room.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, what?
In your hospital bed.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
The doctor comes in.
He's smoking too.
So, yeah.
Remember those old cigarette ads? They had some that are like doctors recommend. They would have a doctor on there and say, I love smoking Viceroy's.
My doctor, I would go, his name was Dr. Giardino, and you'd be sitting there and there'd be an ashtray filled with like 20 stubbed out cigarette butts right there. Jeez Louise.
We know better now.
Yes, we do. Anyway, toilet bowl cleaner, keep an eye on that. And also, while we're talking about, COVID, they just did a study where dog owners are at higher risk of COVID, apparently.
Oh. What?
Because your dogs can contract the disease on walks and then pass it along.
Oh, no.
So... this has me thinking because I take my dog to the dog park and it is packed.
Wow.
And if doggy is going up to other doggies sniffing their whatevers that already have some kind of COVID germs
on
them.
And bits.
And then I'm kissing my doggy
on the
nose.
And then you let him lick your face. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem. All right, well.
When we come back, we'll do If You See Something, Say Something. We have a few good things, and I want to get to a funny email that we got from a listener called Rita.
Oh,
Sent us an email regarding the left-hand gate or the left-handed debacle that we've encountered the last couple of days with Donna's friend, her left-hand lefty. We'll tell you what Rita had to say, among other things. When we come back, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
You're listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment with Donna Valentine. That's me. That guy, Steve Patterson.
Hi.
That's him.
Hello.
And producer John McClain, who saw something and is about to say something.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Oh, party tonight.
So we just heard the great news, you know, that SpaceX launched 4 astronauts into space. Mike Hopkins, yeah. Shannon Walker, Victor Glover, and also Soichi Noguchi of the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency. They launched from Cape Canaveral. They will be on the International Space Station for 6 months.
What are they going to do there? Play cards?
Oh, they're going to do experiments. They're going to, yeah, they brought a baby Yoda with them. This is a really cool thing. And it's all thanks to Space Karen.
Space Karen.
What?
The internet is roasting Elon Musk. This is a separate story than the great work he's done with SpaceX.
Okay.
But the internet is roasting Elon Musk and calling him a Space Karen because he posted this on Twitter. Something extremely bogus is going on. Was tested for COVID 4 times today. 2 tests came back negative. 2 came back positive. Same machine, same test, same nurse. And then he says, rapid antigen test from BD. And people are criticizing him. And he goes on to say, what is the general population? No knowledge of symptoms, accuracy of a SARS-CoV-2 test. And is it possible to generate a false positive if you simply run enough cycles? He's basically saying, don't worry about those 2 positive tests I had. I'm going to believe the negative ones.
Oh, no.
So it's putting a lot of just doctors have retweeted it.
Conspiracy
calling him a space
stuff.
Karen. He says it matters what order. This is Dr. Eugene Gu. He says it matters what order you receive those results. If you had the first 2 tests come back negative earlier in the day and then the last 2 tests come back positive later in the day, then it could mean you passed the threshold for detecting the coronavirus as they replicated. So basically your best bet is the ones that were
positive
first. And someone else said, another doctor said, if anyone ever calls you a scientist again, I'm going to point to this tweet because no self-respecting scientist would ever tweet something so anecdotal to such a wide audience without, 1, realizing how dangerous that is, and 2, developing a hypothesis, 3, researching it.
Yeah.
This was
that
a research scientist.
Fair.
Yes. So they're like, don't spread this kind of a rumor. Another doctor, hey, Elon Musk, I have a challenge for you.
This is
if
good.
You agree to do an ICU or COVID-19 floor shift, I will find you a colleague in a Midwest hospital willing to let you shadow them. You can learn about how many COVID-19 cases are, quote, real.
Whoa.
There you
okay.
go.
You know, I just read somewhere yesterday that somebody got a COVID test. Nobody I know or anything. It's never anybody you know. One nostril was negative and one nostril was positive. So I'm going to believe the positive one, I think, and err on the side of safety.
Yeah, aren't false negatives more of a problem than false positives?
Yeah, just err on the side of caution and just assume you have it.
Yeah.
Because if you go, I probably don't, you're
then you
going
could be
out.
Spreading it.
Yeah, so it's really, you know, they're saying he's a space Karen. The best part of the article, though, is that somebody has taken Kate from Kate Plus 8, mm-hmm. her hairstyle, and put it on his head. And it is a great picture.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Space
gosh.
Space Karen. Oh, I love it. Space Karen.
By the way,
oh, that's funny. That's really funny.
A bioinformatics postdoctoral research fellow at Toronto's University Health Network said to the regarding the issue of these fast, rapid result tests, rapid antigen tests trade sensitivity. Mm-hmm. For speed. So they return a result in less than 30 minutes, but can only detect COVID-19 when you're absolutely riddled with it. What's bogus, he went on to say, is that Space Karen didn't read up on the test before complaining. It all comes down to the fact that when you have I don't know how many millions of followers Elon Musk has, but that's
it's irresponsible.
Yeah, you have to be really mindful of what you're posting, as opposed to what you're thinking. Elon Musk, if you want to have this thought and this internal
That's
struggle
fine.
And then do a little deeper digging on your own, especially considering your background in science, as they point out, then great. But yeah, you need to be mindful of what you're posting and what sort of an impact that could have on, you know, readers. Says Space Karen wants to speak to the Magnetar.
I feel like people want that opinion to be true. Like, I heard from a friend And it's always a friend of a friend. You know, it's never I did this. Who claims that on two occasions, somebody went to get tested, made an appointment, the line was too long, so they left, and then 2 days later got a note in the mail saying they were COVID positive. Mm-hmm. But it's never somebody talking as the first person. It makes me feel like they're reading stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
All that bull dookie.
There's so many variations in how you feel as well. That's what's so crazy, you know?
Yeah.
It's like somebody I was in contact with was positive, but only had one fever one day.
Right.
And then had what felt like, a bad cold.
Right.
And then what I went through was something completely different.
Right.
I'm still going to the doctor.
And you're still dealing with it. Mm-hmm. And it just, it's like a crapshoot. You don't know which one you're going to get. So why mess around with it?
Mm.
Man.
Remember last week we were talking about Lefty, Donna's friend.
Oh, yeah. You have
Donna's
an email.
Left and right hand.
Sure.
She told us last week that she split a wishbone on her own. Uh-huh. Just felt it was a really, really bleak picture.
I really
that
wanted
she painted.
A wish. Yeah.
And she was like, you know, if it's my left hand, that's not me. But if the wishbone ends up in my right hand, that is me and my wish comes true. A listener tuned in and thought that somehow, as we continued to reference Lefty, that we were belittling left-handed people.
Oh, you got this.
Which we weren't talking about at all.
No.
But
no.
Rita sent a great email. Lefty, LOL. I lay on my couch this morning after a tough weekend with my drug-addicted son. I hear that people are complaining to you about your Lefty jokes. Please don't stop. People are too sensitive. They've never had real struggle in life, or they would not think of that as difficult or hurtful in the least. You guys make me smile. Thank you for that. Keep it up.
Oh,
thank you, Rita.
Rita, that's
awesome.
To
all of our left-handed listeners, we say...
we love you. Thank
and
you.
And say it backwards, because that's the way they're hearing it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.